So I was just mentioning to Peter that the problem with some metal songs is that they're longer than 3 minutes, except for songs by Dragon Force, which aren't long enough, even though they're like 8 minutes long. But I'm not going to play any Dragon Force. That's all the metal you're going to hear today on Lions and Tigers and Bears, 101.9 FM Vancouver. And I hope you're having a good rainy Monday. It's really raining outside, so you probably are happy to be inside at work. Maybe. Anyways. Coming up next is something really, really different from what I just played. But what I just played was 3 Inches of Blood off of their new album, Fire Up the Blades. And that's the Goat Rider's Horde. And I do really enjoy 3 Inches of Blood in small doses, even though it's a lot of blood. Anyhow, this is Devo, who are playing the Puyallup Fair in Washington State in September. Be excited if you're a Devo fan.
Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host, DJ, brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
That was TV on the Radio off of their new album Return to Cookie Mountain. Up before that was some different TV on the Radio song. That was Wolf Like Me. The song before that was, what's it called? Staring at the Sun. Staring at the Sun. That's what it was. My favorite TV on the Radio song. Actually, no. My second favorite TV on the Radio song. The other one's my favorite. Before that, M83 off of a Dead City's Red Seas Lost Ghosts. And that song was On a White Lake Near a Greying Mountain. Before that, two songs by Black Moth Super Rainbow. One, a new song off of Dandelion Gum, The Afternoons Turns Pink. And before that, off of Start a People, You Are 200... I think it is beautiful that you are 256 colors, too. And before that was Devo. Devo! Peekaboo. And that was pretty awesome. Speaking of Devo, I'm dedicating this next song to my favorite Poly 6 fan, who's not me. This is dedicated to Liz Brandt and It's off of Nu, named after the band Nu. But the song is called Blackout Fallout. We'll be right back. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And that was Oh No, Like I Didn't Queue Up a Song After It. That's off of Dr. No's Experiment. And before that was Baby Control. Baby Control off of their new album, Best War, which sounds better on my home computer than in the studio, so I'm hoping you have decent speakers to make it sound good. What is happening this week? This week, Shindig is still in the works. But you know what aside from Shindig is going on? There's a DJ competition happening for students of UBC being thrown on by CITR's very own Victoria Cruz and our intern. And it's going to be a DJ competition. You got 15 minutes. You got to do at least 3 styles. You can BYO vinyl or bring your laptop, plug in, depending on what sort of DJ you are. But it's a should be a good competition. There's prizes. You can prove that you are an awesomer DJ than the rest of the world. For more information, I would recommend going to our website because I think that's where we've got the info. Although I have not verified that, so I don't quote me if I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, I will publicly apologize next week. But coming up next is an old song by the Paper Cranes, who have just put out a new album, and it contains this song, which is my favorite by them.
We've got hearts like broken glass, making
Tonight on at the Malkin Bowl, Wilco will be playing an all-ages set. On tomorrow, Au Revoir Simone will be playing... Not tomorrow, sorry, the 22nd. Au Revoir Simone will be playing with Oh No, Oh My at the Media Club. The Nine Circle will be playing with Roger Dean Young and the Tin Cup at the Railway Club on the 22nd as well. Matt and Kim is still cancelled. I still apologize for that. Not because I cancelled it, but because I gave away a ticket to it. And that person can't go. And he can't even redeem his ticket for money. The Doers will be playing on the 24th with Special Noise and Cheerleader Camp at the Ukrainian Hall. Baby Control will be playing at the 25th. Art Space, that's near Hoko's if you were a little confused about it. It's like three doors down. I can't remember the exact address. I apologize. The Pointy Sticks will be playing on the 25th at the Red Room. DJ Assault will be playing at the Shark Club on the 31st. People for Audio will be playing with Buffalo Swans and ESL at the Royal Unicorn Cabaret on the 31st. Magnolia Electric Company will be playing on the 31st at Richards. Queens of the Stone Age will be playing at the Orpheum all ages show. Chaos will be playing with You Say Party, We Say Die. That's a weird combo on the 1st as well. Also, most definitely on the 1st of September, Andrew Bird will be playing at Richards on Richards. That's a Saturday. Andrew Bird. Gogol Bordello will be playing on the 2nd at the Commodore. Tokyo Police Club will be playing with Immaculate Machine at the Plaza of... No, not the Plaza of Nations, just the Plaza on the 2nd. The Brunettes will be playing on the 5th at the Media Club. That should be cool. Girl Talk will be playing with The Blow and Sunderheist at the Pit Pub. It's a UBC closed campus show, but if you have friends on campus or you are a student, you should go to this because it's going to knock your socks off. Let's see. You know who just broke up? Cloud Splitter. Well, they're going to, maybe this Friday. I can't remember when the final Great Aunt Ida goodbye thing was happening. But Great Aunt Ida leaving also means that Cloud Splitter is broken up, which is sad because it's Jesse Zubot of Fond of Tigers, Dave something something from The Smugglers, and Great Aunt Ida. And I don't have any Smugglers tracks to play for you, but I am going to play a Fond of Tigers track and a Great Aunt Ida track. Two as a moratorium for the death of a band that never really got the chance to exist. This is for you, Cloud Splitter. We'll miss you. Well, I will.
Downtown Burbank.
Well, Max, headquarters, chaos.
An audio magazine to be read with the ear.
Thursday nights at 11.
I saw the sign, so I removed the other eye.
Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy.
A cheerful change from the humdrum morning fair.
We didn't come from monkeys, you atheistic pinko meathead.
Oh, Mr. President, hey, oh, hey!
Thank you, Mr. Bale.
Every Thursday night on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I'm beginning to feel like a nut.
That's small.
Hello, and welcome to the very, very end, well, not the very, very end, but almost the very, very end of CITR 101.9, Lions and Tigers and Bears. I hope you've had a pleasant morning out there in the working world. For those of you with jobs, squares. Yeah, I only work 3 days a week. I'm going back to school, so I'm not a deadbeat yet. Not yet. What was you just listening to? You were just listening to Amira and Spectraton International off of Share This Place, kind of like a cross between Beirut and Feist. If you're into that sound, that song was called Gestation of the Sacred Beetle. Before that was Great Aunt Ida off of How They Fly, Extra Hours, and Fond of Tigers off of A Thing to Live With. That song was called North. And goodbye, Cloud Splitter. I'll probably mention you again. Maybe not on air, but my friends will get annoyed with me talking about how great Cloud Splitter was the one time I saw them. What else we got? We got something coming up for you. We got something weird that I found on the weekend. The very best of Shel Silverstein. His words by his songs and his friends. This song appearing on the compilation is a number of unusual songs that sort of destroy the myth that I had in my head of what Shel Silverstein was like, because apparently he was a weird dude, and also friends with Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show, Willie Nelson, like Johnny Cash, Kris Kristofferson. They all perform songs by him, and his stuff's pretty weird. This one's performed by Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show, but written by Shel Silverstein, apparently, which is news to me, although I had heard the song before. This song is called Freakin' at the Freaker's Ball, and I hope you have a good day. Stay tuned for Alternative Radio and Parts Unknown with not Chris-erific yet, but almost Chris-erific. No, I think maybe next week.
Well, there's gonna be a Freaker's Ball tonight at the Freaker's Hall. And you know, you're invited, one and all. Uh-oh. Come on, babies, grease your lips, grab your hats, swing your hips, and don't forget to bring your whips. We're going to the Freakers' Ball. Yes. Blow your whistle, bang your gong. Roll up something to take along. It feels so good, it must be wrong. We're freaking at the Freakers' Ball. Well, all the fags and the dykes, they're boogieing together. The leather freaks are dressed in all kinds of leather. The greatest of the sadists and the masochists too, screaming, please hit me, and I'll hit you. The FBI with the junkies, all the streets swinging with the fuggies, across the floor and up the wall. We're freaking at the Freakers' Ball, y'all. We're freaking at the Freakers' Ball. Ah, yeah. Oh, but